Hey guys, it's me. It's Monday, Martin Luther King birthday in celebration. So I'm home from work, chilling at home. The kids are here. So I'm going to have to make this a little bit quick before they start running all around. I just wanted to recap. Yesterday was the class for Life, Love, and Lip Gloss. It was amazing, awesome. Great women showed up and were on the panel sharing their life and love stories. And just talking about some community things that we really got to work on. I just wanted to hit a few key points and takeaways from the class yesterday. What it really made me think about was, you know, we just need to be holding our sons and our men, brothers, uncles, nephews, accountable to seek their purpose and not get distracted by the curveballs that society throws at them, and not really use that as an excuse for, you know, why they can't step up and be better fathers, better husbands, and just, you know, creating a firm family foundation. You know, we have to help them with that. We have to be more persistent in holding them accountable. A lot of the ladies were just sharing how we all come from some type of broken home, whether it's divorce, product of infidelity, you know, a single parent home, whatever it is. You know, our Black families are really, really suffering from dysfunction and brokenness, and it goes back all the way to slavery. And, you know, it's not that we don't have any good relationships, because we do. We do have some really strong families out there, good men out there, and we need more mentoring. We need to have that put more to the forefront so that people are aware that it does exist, and so they're not just so discouraged and disappointed by relationships that don't work, thinking that it doesn't, you know, it doesn't apply to them, or, you know, there's no good men out here. There are plenty of good men, and the ones that are not, that are struggling, that are trying to find themselves, it's just because they don't know vision. The vision for their own life. They have no vision for their own life. And so they're just out here and they don't know what their assignment is. And so I think that that's a powerful thing to think about, is knowing what your assignment is here on earth. And so you are seeking that to find out, you know, what am I even doing here? I'm not here just to mess people's lives up and have babies everywhere and, you know, and leaving kids to be vulnerable to foster homes and, you know, growing up very poor, you know, mothers, single parent homes, single mothers. You know, it's just a vicious cycle that we're continuing because we're not educating ourselves on how to make relationships work. At the end of the day, people just really don't know how to live together. They don't. They don't know how to live together. They feel that, you know, whenever there's a small bump in the road, that, oh, this can't work. I'm looking for something for perfection. And the truth is, there is no perfection. There is no perfect situation. There are no perfect marriages. There are no perfect children. There are no perfect parents. And so people are flawed. And, you know, we're just, all we can do is just try to do better, try to be the best we can be, and, you know, put some action behind our prayer. So definitely wanted to talk about that. Just throw that out there. Also, just holding ourselves accountable. One of the ladies that was in the audience shared with us, she just said, you know what? As Black women, we have to hold ourselves accountable for what we want. Just like we figured out how to get businesses and degrees, we need to be just as proactive in self-awareness and aligning ourselves with relationships that will help us grow. You know, it's like there are people out here. There are mentors and, you know, great wives and leaders that are out here, but we have to seek them. We have to, you know, figure out who it is that we look up to and who we admire, you know, and what their story is, and talk to women that are married, that have been married for a long time, and ask them, what are the ups and downs? What do those look like? You know, just like no one told us to go get degrees and masters, and no one had to tell you, you know, to do that or bring you all the tools. No, you went out and you figured that out. And just like you can figure that out, you can figure out your love life. You can figure out, you know, who's best for you, what man you want. You know, how many children you want to have. You have to be honest with yourself about what you want And it's okay if you are a woman and you don't want to be married and that's not where you are in your life right now and you're career focused and that's okay too. Be honest about that. Let people know, you know what, I'm not there yet, and don't allow people to distract you. If you know that your end goal is to be married and that you want to have a family, be boisterous about that. You don't have to be running around with your flashlight looking for, a new boo every other day, but, put it out there. You know what? I haven't found, the right man yet, but my end goal is marriage and children. When you are dating people and when you are out here, meeting guys and people are trying to court you, you need to let them know, what, for me, marriage is the end game, and it doesn't mean that it's going to be you. Let them know that. Be honest. I don't know if there's enough chemistry here. We'll probably just be friends. There's no reason to be trying to force these relationships to work just to have a man at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, it's not gonna work anyway. So don't waste your time and their time. You could just move on. Just have friends, just date, and we were talking too about being comfortable in your singlehood. If you're single, you're still a whole person. So you can do whatever it is that you will want someone to do with you for a romantic date or whatever. Take yourself out. If there's a restaurant you've been wanting to go to, don't wait for somebody else to take you. Go, take some girlfriends and go, or go by yourself. It's like we have to stop putting limits on our own life, waiting for someone else to compliment it or waiting for someone else to take us to these places. No, you could take yourself or go with friends, and putting yourself, in a situation where you can meet someone. You don't have to just be at home on the internet online. You can, if you like to ski, book a skiing trip, get some people together and just go and focus more on, having a good time for yourself and creating experiences for yourself. And then that way, when you do meet someone, you're meeting them on an adventure that you already like. So you may have already have something in common, just, it was just a really good talk. We just talked about a lot of different family issues and, how our childhood has affected our view of relationships. And, we have to stop building our lives off of fear or building new relationships off of fear of old ones we're trying to avoid, instead of just being present and just allowing the wall to come down and just really enjoying your day and not trying to mold people into your ideal husband, and wasting time doing that. It's like, just be you, learn how who you are, figure out some things that you like, and spend this time just reflecting. And it's the beginning of the year, it's still January, so we have all of 2019 to get this together. But I just wanted to share that little tidbit and give my voice to, us doing better and holding ourselves accountable for what we want out of life and making that happen for ourselves, just like we do with everything else. We are strong. We are fierce. We are Black Girl Magic. We are all of those things. And so helping, to inspire our cousins and our uncles and our nephews and our sons and husbands and, just inspiring them to be the best they can be, and remembering, that they're here for a purpose and they're here on an assignment too. So, just want to encourage everyone to just be the best you can be and figure out, that self-awareness. Have a great day. Enjoy your holiday, and I'll see you guys next week. Well, I'll talk to you next week.